Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Drake May, of course, in the Carolina blue, but you guys should have seen the way he lit up when he realized he was about to spend some time talking to Cam Newton 13 years ago. Where were you the night he was drafted?
Where were you?
I was sitting on my home couch. Big Panthers fan from Charlotte. All we would want was Cam. You draft Cam, and it came true, and you know, had season tickets ever since, and yeah, he's my MVP.
That was Drake May alongside Cam Newton on draft night a couple years ago, meeting his idol, who has now turned on him, who has now said that Patriots are fool's gold. Nobody in their right mind would pick Drake May hosting Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson. He made it quite personal, not about teams. He didn't bring up coaches. He didn't bring up defenses. Fitzy on WEEI Afternoons, Mr. McAfee, learn it, love it, like it. He brought up the quarterback comparison. He made it quite personal, even though he'll try to tell you he loves him some Drake May. He's not buying Drake May. He thinks Drake May is part of the fool's gold. And we are reacting to Cam Newton. We played him in the first segment here on WEEI Afternoons. I got to ask a question, though. Why does the national media hate the Patriots and everything in New England? Because they're coming at me strong. They're coming at you Patriots fans for having faith in your football team. Do you believe, like, your team is fool's gold? God forbid you think your 9-win team, 9 wins this year. Fitzy, they won in Buffalo over Josh Allen, because I know I know Cam Newton cares about quarterback matchups.
Oh, yep, I watched that game.
Drake May beat Josh Allen in Buffalo. Drake May beat Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay on the way to 9 wins, most wins in football. And yet Cam Newton says y'all are following a piece of fool's gold, middle of the mall cubic zirconia. Why does he hate the Patriots? Why does the national media hate the Patriots? They hate you as fans for liking and believing in your team. Why? Why is it? Why do they hate me? Poor old me. Blame me for everything. 617-779-7937. Fitzy, why does the national media hate us and tell us we shouldn't believe what we believe?
See, I think that a lot of people believe that Cam Newton is right. And more importantly,
what?
I think they want to believe that Cam Newton is right.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can indeed. Because nobody, Andy, this goes into the whole season long, or like the last month and a half's worth of all of these videos, like that we share, that we talk about here, that we play on the Six Rings post-game show, etc., of fans of other teams freaking out and having nightmares over the Patriots being really good again this quickly. Because to the rest of the football world that felt oppressed, infuriated, and agitated by everything Brady and Belichick for so long, it was a respite. It was a breath of fresh air. It was a delight for them to not have to deal with the Patriots again. They loved the fact that the Patriots were languishing for half a decade. And now they got their coach. They got their quarterback. They've lost 2 games. They could have won those 2 games. They could be the 1 seed. They're a Super Bowl favorite with an MVP favorite quarterback in his second year. The rest of the world is furious. So, yeah, they want to believe that Cam Newton is right.
So that's a fair question, Fitzy. 617-779-7937. We'll add it to the text and phone conversation. Is Cam Newton right? Are the Patriots fool's gold? Are they paper champions? Are they DVOA bums because of their records and different things and expected this and expected that? is Cam Newton actually right? I don't like that answer, but if that's the way you feel, let us know, 617-779-7937. I'm going to read one text, Fitzy, because I love these. Mm-hmm. These are my favorite kind of texts. 207, Hart, to be honest, I normally can't stand you, but I have to defend you. You did nothing wrong. Stephen A., I don't even think he actually heard your comment or your question to Drake because he was so way off in what he was trying to say, so screw them. I start talking more about Cam Newton.
Don't keep poking this bear.
Okay, we're not going to poke you. We poked you in the first. Well, we might get back to poking you, Cam. I just got to be honest. At some point, we might get back to poking you.
Russ, I think he's going to poke her.
But we also need to get to Stephen A. Smith because he came out swinging, and he actually went after Drake May. He used an L word that's not very nice. People don't like being called. So let's hear Stephen A. Smith and the L word.
Say about this kid, he can run it, he's tough, he's poised, and he's absolutely dynamic in the pass game. And this team under Mike Vrabel can win the AFC Championship.
He's also a liar.
Whoa!
He's also a liar.
Pause. That's personal. That just became personal. Nobody made this personal until Stephen A. Smith, after some really level-headed comments by Ryan Clark there to start that off. Stephen A. Smith just made this personal, Fitzy. He called him a liar. Yeah, Have you ever been called a liar on national television?
Days that end in A-Y. Hell yeah, of course. Haven't you?
I mean, Stephen A. Smith has quite a following, makes a lot of money. Just ask him. He's the star of ESPN, I believe. Stiz, he's going to run for president, so you can vote for him.
Yeah, that won't be happening. But you're right, Andy. The second I heard him, you're a liar, and he's so, like, that seems very personal to me. And if I was Drake, I'd feel away about
that. That's a big bomb to drop. Don't forget, speaking of president as well, way back in 2016 during the debates between Clinton and Trump, he called her, whenever he said, because you'd be in jail and you're a liar, the fight was over. It was like, you say that, and then all of a sudden now the burden of proof is on somebody else, especially when you use 10,000 words for one like Stephen Screamin' A. Smith does, Andy. Woo!
And Dan Ball, you gave me the permission, I believe, today, so I want you to say it on air.
Okay.
I can parse words, right? I can nitpick words.
You can do what drives us so crazy to your heart's content today.
Okay.
Every single detail I want you to comb through and rip apart.
So if Stephen A. Smith went on First Take, which he's going to tell you how important it is, he's going to give you the whole rundown of ESPN's success on television. If he went on First Take and said, Drake May, you're lying. That's one thing, right? You think somebody said something that isn't true. He called him a liar. He's attacking his morals, his makeup as a human being. Who the heck are you, Stephen A. Smith, to call out God's gift to the quarterback position? He plays it better than anyone ever has, doing things Ted Johnson's never seen in 35-plus years of National Football League success. You just called our guy, Drake May, the MVP, my guy. Every Monday, we talk to Drake May. You called my guy a liar?
That's Drake May.
That is Drake May.
Can I ask also, where did the Drake May thing come from?
Dan Ball?
It was the NFL account threw it on one of their posts about him at the end of October, and then Will Campbell popularized it. I don't know where the initial nickname came from, but as somebody whose name can't be said without their last name, I think it's because you can't just call him Drake. It's Drake May, just like I am never just Dan. It's Dan Ball.
Damn
so we
right.
We have to now call him Drake May.
Okay. No, you could just call him by his nickname. Just call him Drake May.
All right, so let's continue to hear Stephen A. Smith assassinate the character of one Drake May.
He's also a liar.
Oh! Mm.
He's also a liar. First of all, let me tell you, it's not to brag, you know, listen. Pardon the Interruption is the number one show on ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Been in 20 plus decades.
Whoa, time out. First of all, that's not the show you're on. Why do I care about that show? I don't give a rat's ass about that show, so let's move on. And 20 plus decades? Has TV been around for 20 decades, Dan Ball? Do you need to AI check that or fact check that?
As somebody who hasn't been around for 20 plus decades, I don't know, but I certainly don't think so.
200 years?
Television became popular in the late 30s?
Yeah, that's not 200 years ago.
Nope.
They weren't like painting, pardon the interruption, cave paintings 200, 300 million years ago?
All right, go ahead, Stephen A. You're on a roll so far.
Is the number one show on ESPN spanning 20 plus decades. First Take is the number one morning show, 13 years and counting. April will be 14 years.
Pause.
How dare Stephen A. equate the slop that comes out of First Take to what Pardon the Interruption has done?
Oh,
those two are nowhere near the same when it comes to actual intellectual sports talk. So that's why he was setting that up, and I couldn't disagree more. Thank you.
Okay, roll it.
Don't tell me you are an athlete and you don't know that. Don't tell me you are an athlete and you don't know that Cam Newton ain't on the
show. Pause it. Because we all know if there's one thing athletes are known for, it's sitting at home early in the morning and watching ESPN. Pretty sure it's what they do. Like, they definitely don't arrive at the facility by 6 a.m. to lift. The famous stories of, like, Rodney Harrison and Tom Brady and Dante Scarnecchia all arriving. They definitely don't have meetings. They definitely don't have lifts. They definitely don't have all those things going on. No. They do what some of us do, are lucky enough to do, who have an afternoon radio show. They absolutely sit down with their coffee and they're like, I'm going to watch me some First Take. This is the most important show on TV. Been around for multiple decades here. Yeah, that's what athletes are known for. Roll it.
Don't tell me you are an athlete and you don't know that Cam Newton ain't on this show. You're lying. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to take it to a more serious tone with that because I get where you're coming from, RC, and I don't disagree with you. But how about athletes looking out for athletes? I remember when...
Wait, time out. Athletes looking out for athletes. Shouldn't we be asking Cam why he's not looking out for not only a fellow athlete? Okay, so there's a fraternity of quarterbacks, fellow athlete, that whole thing. He also is from Charlotte and idolized you. You know what I think we should in the way the world should work? You know what we should be criticizing Cam Newton for? Being a honk, a homer. For saying things about Drake May that are ridiculously positive, right? That's who he should be. Like, if there was one quarterback he's going to pick to say, you know what? I choose to see no evil, hear no evil, interceptions, whatever, fumbles, whatever,
correct.
Losses. What? This is the guy who weeks ago, opened up his shirt in an honor of Cam Newton. The celebration of Superman, which, by the way, Cam, I got my Superman T-shirt on underneath if you're watching on Twitch, just for you,
both.
Man of Steel logo. Cam, if there's one quarterback, one athlete you should be taking care of as Stephen A. Smith, who I think is your media mentor, because he's brought you into the fold on the greatest TV show of all time that all athletes watch every single morning.
Thanks,
it's what
Steven.
They do.
20 decades.
Your mentor is telling you, oh, you're supposed to take care of athletes. And you choose to undercut the early career success of Drake May.
No, yeah, he's my MVP.
Shame on you, Cam Newton. Shame on you.
He hit that Superman celly in homage to his idol. And he said on our show, I think even before he hit that his favorite player, I think I had asked him one time, like, you know, whose game did he admire? He said he loved Cam Newton growing up in Charlotte. Cam Newton should be absolutely defending that kid to the hilt.
No, yeah, he's my MVP.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoon, Stephen A. Smith makes it personal. Not just against Drake May, already did that, called him a liar. Now he makes it personal against me. That's Andy Hart, or Witt, whatever you want to call me. And Nick Fitzy Stevens will play the rest of Stephen A. Smith where it gets personal. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencias. Selección varía por lugar.